I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado's millet producers should check to see if their ballots for the millet checkoff vote is in their mailboxes. Ballots were mailed August 9th and voting is open until August 31st. Glenda Mostek at the Colorado Department of Agriculture explains how the checkoff program would work if passed by voting producers.
When growers would sell their millet, the elevator would keep a penny or a penny a bushel, 2 pennies a bushel, 5 pennies a bushel, whatever they vote on, to fund education and promotional and research programs for millet in Colorado.
In this case, the proposed assessment or checkoff is 5 cents per hundredweight, which will be collected by first handlers. Mostek says a checkoff program would not replace the Millet Association.
The checkoff programs are somewhat limited in what they do. They cannot lobby the state or federal government. So that's usually why agricultural groups have an association. And then the checkoff program is able to do more promotional sort of things.
Producers not receiving a ballot by August 16th should contact Glenda Mostek at the Colorado Department of Agriculture, and a ballot will be sent first-class mail. Ballots must be postmarked on or before August 31st to be counted.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.